Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Quite the introduction already, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, obviously, those of you guys that don't know, this is Fence Guy Friday. I'm Craig Eubanks. This is the Michael Whitaker, coaching. I guess Captain Michael Whitaker.
Yeah, so that I was on another stream, and they added that, and it came with it today because I'm officially a United States Coast Guard captain.
Oh, nice. That's kind of a big deal.
It is. 25-ton master's license, but yeah.
Nice, nice. So, obviously, before we had a little technical difficulty, everyone, that's why we're a little bit behind, but we definitely appreciate everyone jumping on and checking us out. So, don't forget to drop a hey, hi, hello, our questions, anything you got, we will answer those along the way. Those of you that have been following us a little bit, we try to have a little bit of fun here, so we'll crack some jokes, lose our voice, you know, all those type of things. So, but before we get started here, let's give a shout out to our sponsors. So, speaking of our sponsors, Contractor Accelerator, Amanda. Hey, Craig, what's going on? Contractor Accelerator, which those of you don't know, they're a CRM program, estimating tool. If you sign up with them in the month of July, you get a cool little backpack cooler. I keep saying book bag cooler, but it's a backpack cooler. And you can also use our Eubanks Fencing name and you get 10% off. So an awesome thing to get. And then some of our other sponsors, we have QuickPool. So those of you guys who don't have a quick pull, do a quick search of them, and you guys will realize how convenient this tool is to use and save your guys all the sweat, all the back pain, all that good stuff. And it also does those landscaper guys, which Michael has a background in landscaping. It's a great tool to pull some shrubs and things like that too. And then, of course, you guys know Joe Everest and Ozark Fence. Go on to his supply store, Ozark Fence and Supply. Use FGF30 and get 30% off. Joe and those guys, if you order before 2:30 Central Time, Joe will make sure you guys get your stuff. It's shipped out that same day, and it's double checked by fencers. So guys that know exactly what's going on, and they're not just there hanging out waiting for orders. So that's all the things that pays the bills. So Michael, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Fantastic. It's a Friday, which is a great day. It's Fence Guy Friday.
It's a little weird being on the other side. You're asking all the questions instead of me asking the questions.
Yeah. Those of you who don't know, Michael's actually my business coach. So he's been tremendous for us here in Indiana. So we appreciate Michael and everything he does and all my stories that he gets to listen to throughout the week and stuff. So we appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
So, and then I was going to ask just to get things rolling before people really get in here and dropping some comments and stuff. How'd you get into Purple Coaching?
My God. Pretty easy, man. I was running a landscape business for 17 years, sold it. When you have a 7-figure exit, people have a tendency to listen to you a little bit better. But no, in reality, I was coaching some guys and I got invited out to Fence Tech with my brother in Nashville. And I was just really inspired by what he was presenting out there. And I said, man, how do I get involved? And he said, man, we've already done this. We've already been partners. We've already tried this. And, before we knew it, I had wiggled my way into Purple Coaching and was really learning underneath him, putting my own twist on the thing. So if it wasn't for Fence Tech out in Nashville, I wouldn't be representing underneath Purple brand. Probably not. So
well, that's pretty crazy. I seen you there. I don't think you and I actually met there, but no. I seen you because someone was like, that's Robert's twin. And I was
he's my twin.
Which, oh yeah, let's clear the air here. I made a reel. I called you baby bro. You're definitely the older one. So we need to make sure we clear that up. That's my bad.
All 10 minutes, baby. I'm going to take them.
Yeah. I mean, I would too.
I'm holding on to what I can hold on to, Craig. I mean, that's Mr. Purple over there, you know?
Yeah. Literally every, which obviously you know, but me being colorblind, I'm like, I don't really care about colors too much, but it's like he's really into the purple stuff.
He's very into the purple stuff, but branding's important. And he's definitely branded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I think everybody that knows him knows he's purple. So,
yeah, for sure.
But I was going to ask you too. So, being a coach now, what are some of the common problems that you see with businesses and things that they struggle with?
Oh, God. I think the number one thing that I can identify is that everyone thinks that their situation is unique. And everyone thinks they're the only person that has problems. And I'm like,
does that mean me too?
Yes, that means you too. And so what typically happens with that, people break away from their strategy. They become more reactive and they become more emotional. And it's very common. I mean, I did it. It's one of the reasons why I exited. I just one day was like, I'm done. You know, I knew I was coming 20 years to a close, but had I had some bumpers in place, I might have gone at it a little bit different. But I think that's the probably most common one, is that everyone thinks it's only happening to them, and therefore they have to make some big reactive reaction to try to correct it in a matter of moments, when in reality, we just got to figure out how it aligns with your strategy.
Yeah. I know there's, I would say definitely, obviously not me, but I've heard of people that react pretty hardcore, and where you've said, I'm pretty mellow most of the time. So I'm like even kill. So it's like, you know, obviously I try not to react on my emotions and kind of think things through. So it's, I mean, it's kind of how I roll, I guess, but you already know that, but everybody.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what 24 hours can do to a decision. So yeah. Not many decisions need to be made in 24 hours. You can normally wait, pause, breathe, think, and then the emotions have left the room. So.
Yeah. Which, this is off topic, but I feel like I need a background. You just see like my blinds and stuff back there. And I'm like, man, this is a pretty cool purple background and all this. And I'm like, here's my blinds we got. So
my background's extra blurry. I don't know why it only does this with StreamYard, but Robert and I have actually looked into this about backgrounds and Zoom and all that, where people start looking in your background and they get really distracted. They're not paying attention. So if you need one, or I guess it's that side, Clever Fox could build you one. He purposely put his stuff right there so it can be seen at all times. But no, he's great. He does our marketing, and he helps out with our overall brand and image for sure. Benji's phenomenal. So
yeah. I said last show, Benji's great dude. He's reached out to me a couple times, and obviously, I don't use him for my website and stuff, but even still, he's willing to call me and help out and stuff. And which is, you know, what the industry has a lot going on with right now. So
I think you'd be shocked at who's got backgrounds in the Fence World podcast. I won't share all their secrets, but some people's setups don't look like that. Let's just put it that way. So yeah.
True. But so back to the coaching stuff. Do you know like when Robert started purple coaching exactly? And do you know who the first person was?
I do. Yeah. So purple coaching was born based off the idea that my brother has always wanted to change the way that contractors looked at themselves. And he thought that he could deliver that through the companies that we owned. And he realized the reach just wasn't big enough and the impact wasn't what he wanted. And so he started developing some things that he really believed in that he actually was doing at his companies. And one of his best buddies, Chance, over there at Apex, told Robert he should do it formally. And I don't really know how that conversation came about, but coming from a friendship into a professional relationship where you're also paying for services and then having to hold someone accountable must have been a really, really tough first relationship. And so, quite honestly, I think Purple would have been born at some point, but if it wasn't for Chance and Apex, I don't know if it would have been born near at the time it was. So we're very thankful for him.
Yeah, I haven't really got a chance to talk to Chance too much.
He's in our sales group.
I know, but like, he's like next on my list to call and like, just like, hey man, let me know your story. Cause he's just like, he seems like a very interesting guy, but he's like, he's kind of like me though. He's kind of quiet. But then like when you get him rolling though, then he's like, well, at least through text message, I've never met him
in person. That's a very true statement. Chance is doing some really impressive things. He's a younger guy. And his blend of business out there in Oklahoma is really attractive for me. I really love what those guys are fearless out there. Completely fearless. And I think they have a really good group. It's where I'd be hanging out if I worked in Oklahoma.
Yeah. So. I know he shares those pictures, man. And some of them gates and stuff he does. I'm like, dude, those are bad. Like what was it, like 6 feet deep or something, or 5 feet footers?
Yeah. Those footers, 5x5x6. But yeah. I mean, that netting system at Dick's honestly was, he had some big guts to do that one. So very impressive what he's doing over there. So
that's awesome. Shout out to Chance and those Apex guys. So then this is kind of like a two-part question, I guess, but let's see how we're going to word this. How important is it for a small business to have a mentor? And then what should they look for in a mentor?
Yeah, so I made some notes, and I don't really do notes, but I crossed out all of your small businesses. I don't really like when we refer to ourselves as small businesses. I think that kind of tees you up to make an excuse for something. The simplest answer is everybody needs a coach in today's world. Whether you're, you know, a bodybuilder, you're going to have a dietitian, or you're going to have a coach holding you accountable. The world moves too fast. It's too complicated. You need support. Unless you're just the most emotionally intelligent person, which means you're just so stable and you can see the future. I don't recommend it. I had a business coach for 18 months and it completely changed my life. And so I find that there's no reason for you to try to figure out where you're going if somebody else already kind of sees it for you and helps build based off your strategy of your goals. We have a saying that 20 years ago when we first started, it was like, well, I'll figure it out. Well, technology in the world moves too fast. By the time you figure it out, you've got 50 more problems. 20 years ago, we might have been able to figure out and not actually get behind. And so we're here to hold everybody accountable, set some bumpers in place, and give you perspective of what you're actually aiming for. So a lot of times guys are just aiming. They don't know where they're aiming at, so we don't know if we hit it. So that's why I think it's important. I don't think it's important to have it for the entirety of business, but you should definitely experience it, take some time off, practice, come back, use somebody different, and or come back depending on what your goals are. You know, if you're planning on scaling or planning on putting some new profit centers in, whatever you're interested in, but you shouldn't do it alone. Not when there's that many resources out there.
No, I agree. Because obviously I didn't have a coach or anything. And then we did another coaching service, and then I don't think it really clicked up. And then I joined with Purple. And then since then it's been fantastic. Cause literally at first it was Robert and then you, but like, you guys have been there along every step of the way. And then even like knowing my team members, knowing all their names and stuff, like, and even like Jessica, our office manager, like you obviously talk to her and stuff with, it's like, you know, that's great stuff for me, because then it holds me accountable, and then you're sharing stuff with her and things. So it's like, you know, it's been great for us. And so that way everybody knows we're very thankful for Purple Coaching and for Michael Whitaker and joining us and helping us out. So,
well, I appreciate that, Craig. I mean, in all seriousness, you guys do all the work. I mean, we're just there to hold you guys accountable. And like I said, set some lanes for you guys. So, but I appreciate it. You guys do all the work.
We try. It's definitely both ways. But Michael Olson, what's up, brother? What's going on, Michael?
Yeah, I got to spend last week with them out in Madison. Another group of guys that they're very impressive. The Olson brothers are. I can't share what's going to happen up there, but I know that those guys are going to be absolutely fantastic and land exactly where I know they're going to land.
Yeah. They're one of the ones too that I'm like, man, I need to give them guys a call, because obviously I see them in the sales meetings and stuff, and I'm like, and I try to get a hold of other people just to see what's going on with them and see if there's anything I can help with, or which obviously I'm not a coach, but you know, I'm willing to help people out if I can. So
yeah, I mean that's one thing that we try to do at Purple. We're definitely not a fraternity, but we're definitely put a tribe of people together. Robert and I don't know everything, especially industry related. We like to believe that we know what it looks like, where you guys are encountering, because we've been doing it a little bit longer than most of our guys. We believe we know what leadership looks like, but we absolutely are very excited to have like-minded guys get together. And the fact that we can facilitate that and you guys can feel more confident in some of your decisions, we love it. And then Mike saying he'll pick up for sure. You guys would actually do well together. So
yeah, that's cool, man. That's what, again, I talk about this a lot on a lot of the other episodes too, but I think it's freaking really cool how so many people in the industry are willing to help each other out and willing to just talk, and like, because we all go through the same things. It's just a little different here and there, you know, depending on what area you're in. But usually, you know, once you guys all talk, it's like you can pick up things, and like you would have never known if you didn't have the guts to call somebody and talk to them or whatever. And it's just pretty amazing how it all works.
Yeah, the fence industry is pretty amazing to me, coming from a much larger industry, the landscape space. But owning Magnolia previously, very familiar with it. You guys are so transparent with each other. In reality, it helps all of you guys get where you're going faster.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it continues, because there are obviously some people that try to stick to themselves and like they're too hard-headed to listen to other people, but hopefully it'll continue and wear off on some of those people. So so I was going to ask you too, do you have any good advice that you would give to a new business owner that's just starting out?
So, yeah. So I think you actually framed that originally to me a little bit different. So my thoughts were, is you need to get as many reps as possible. Enjoy it. So nobody likes struggle, but I was thinking about this the other day when I was coming back from Colorado. Some of my most memorable moments was pulling the lawnmowers out of the bed of the truck with my brother and late nights eating dollar tacos, because that's all we could afford. And looking back at it, I mean, that's why we started the business. We were passionate about building something, doing something, working with our bodies, working with our hands. And so you will get there. That's my advice. You will get there at the right time, I promise you. But if you set it up right, it will run right. But if you set it up wrong, you'll spend the rest of your time trying to fix it. And so if you go back and look at my Facebook, Facebook's a great place to recirculate memories, or even my brother's Facebook, you'll see it wasn't 8 years ago we were on tool bags. you know. And when I sold my company combined, we had over 50 trucks, over 200 employees, over $15 million in revenue. And so it doesn't take – I take that back. It does take a lot of work to get there, but it's just one of those days you wake up and everything that you wanted is there. Now, we're here to make sure what you're asking for is what you actually want. So I don't personally, I didn't personally enjoy a $10 million company. It wasn't for me. So part of that starting out and taking your time is finding out what you're actually aiming for. There's a book called Just Enough. And I remember in college being like, well, this is dumb. It should be like two pages. It should just take tons of cash.
Yeah.
That's all it should say. And if you ask me today, my Just Enough is completely different. And so I think if you force it and you build something bigger than us, which is our companies, and then you decide you want to change or pivot, that's like stopping a train in 60 feet instead of, you know, 600 feet. And so enjoy it.
Yeah. I know it's been crazy. Our situation has been a little unique, I guess, which I don't know if you've seen too. Mark Green stopped by, say what's up.
Yeah. He's one of my guys. I love him. He's out there in Colorado.
Which, we're kind of unique because we've been open for 6 years, but then obviously I've only been 100% owner for the last year and a half or so. So, and before, for the first, 4 years, we had absolutely, or 5 years, I guess, we had no coaching whatsoever. And we were like, no, we got this. And I was like, I'm out there doing all the digging the holes and everything with the guys and really doing nothing with ownership stuff. But then, as you know, things changed last year and a half, and Eubanks Fencing's made a turn, for a better, lack of better words, I guess. So, yeah. Let's see. Looking through all these questions, I told you we may not get to all of them, but we'll wing it if we have to.
Let's do it.
So let's see. Here you go. This is a pretty tough one. How do you know if Purple Coaching is actually helping a business or not?
Yeah, that was a great question, Craig. So Robert and I ask that to ourselves all the time. And in reality, it comes down to, are we adding value? And there's weeks that I go to Robert and I said, man, I don't feel like I added value this week. And he said, but did you show up? I said, yeah. He said, well, that's going to be one of the most consistent things that they have in their entire week. It's a great time out for them. You're running the meeting. They get to have a brain break. Like, we're not going to solve world problems every single week. Okay. So what our goal is that long-term we're adding value. And I think if you would have asked us 6 months ago, even though, you know, margin's really important, cash in the bank, it would have been more directed around revenue, because when we talk about revenue, we're hoping that you're going to protect your margin, right? So if you have good revenue and you're protecting your margin, you're doing everything, then we can say, hey, higher revenue equals more cash. I think where we know that we're adding value, because we've been introduced to so many guys, is, are we setting them up to aim at the correct target? And I have been tasked with a few guys that were aiming for something that wasn't what they wanted. And I had to tell them it wasn't. Was able to come out of headspace and redirect to like, hey, this is a win. This is what you want. This is going to be a wonderful business at this size, or reframe some of their thoughts so that they can actually enjoy where they're currently at. And so to me, that's a win. So I think 6 months ago or a year ago, we would have probably graded ourselves on revenue. And I can tell you, just based off the sales group alone, we had a sales competition, as you know, both groups did almost, you know, $10 million in a quarter. I mean, that's unbelievable to think that a bunch of guys all across the United States text messaging in a group, we're able to encourage each other. But I think revenue is easier than being happy and knowing where you're going to aim. So where I believe I know I'm adding value is what, if my guy can get an extra hour of sleep at night because his mind's at more peace of the decisions he made that day.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to name drop anybody, but one of the things I like about our group chats and everything is when guys are like, hey, I want to know who else is winning this week. Like, what's your guy? I need some pep. Who sold something? And I'm like, man, that's freaking awesome that like they're cheering for me just as much as I hope that they're winning. So it's pretty cool.
I'll name drop. Gus is huge on that. He loves hearing other people win because he's like, all right, well, everybody else is going to eat. I want to eat. Oh, Cannon's working on a Sunday. I got to work on a Sunday. Yeah. Gus is one of the most competitive guys I know. And so, you know, these groups are here not to make anybody feel bad, but you know, when you need a little bit of oxygen pumped in the room, it's like, oh, there's 29 text messages from like-minded guys.
So. Yeah. Which I didn't know that. We'll say here real quick. Amanda says she thinks that the biggest part of coaching or having a coach is just accountability for milestones and goals. Having someone to keep you accountable is huge, which is right on it, which is exactly kind of what we're talking about right now is, which side note, I didn't know Gus played basketball. Then I went and Facebook stalked him a little bit because he's huge on Facebook. And I was like, man, I'm going to have to go and play ball with him sometime whenever maybe we're at
that's right. Cause you're a basketball guy, but you know, he's like 6'5", no body fat.
Yeah.
He's like, he's in the wrong industry, man. He should be in GQ. Yeah.
And I'm coming in at like 6 foot chubby, but hey, I can shoot.
Well, Mr. Purple entered the chat himself.
Yeah. I see that. There he is, which he's actual baby bro. So
he is the original baby bro.
Yeah. And look at him cheering you on.
Yeah. He, it's hard. Being big bro and having Robert essentially be my mentor. He's phenomenal. He holds me accountable. He's our visionary. We share a lot of ideas, but that guy's mind just works differently. So
yeah,
it's been a lot of fun.
Let's see what he says here.
That's one of his. He just stole an answer from one of your questions.
Wait, did he get the sheet too? Did he see it?
No, he didn't. But you know, one of the questions you asked was, how does mentoring help small businesses come up with new ideas? And one of the things that came to my mind, which is exactly what Robert says, be another you. Who's got your back, all that. A lot of our guys don't have a big enough team to collaborate. Right. Yeah. So we are part of your leadership team. So when I met you, your leadership team was you and Jessica, right? Mm-hmm. Well, now it's you, Jessica, me, Robert, Crystal, Aliza, if you needed it. And so essentially, like Robert says, we're trying to become part of your team in a certain respect so that we integrate ourselves into it. So you have a true big team. And then when it does scale to that, we start phasing ourselves out. You have that practice working with 4, 5, 6 people and working through all the problems and communication issues that come with that.
Yeah.
Which, like with one of my guys, he just hired a sales guy and I'm her sales gal. And, you know, I'm emailing her and how are we doing on sales and all that. I mean, I feel like when I saw she had a huge week this week, I felt like, you know, a saleswoman won. That's awesome. Yeah. So,
which is great. We've obviously had salespeople before. We've never had a saleswoman, which I'm not opposed to, because I think they can self-fence just as easy as a guy can. So, but maybe we're going to get back to it someday. I know I've asked you a couple times, hey, am I ready for a salesperson? Nope.
Like, that's probably the most, that's the most common question that we get is, can I hire a sales guy? No.
Which is funny. I'll be honest. When you say it, I'm like, dang it. Like, dude.
Everybody says that. Even if you were ready for a sales guy, if you were to ask us the first time, we'd probably tell you no anyways.
Yeah.
We don't want you to actually blow up that first person because you're not prepared for it. I hate saying it, but unfortunately, sometimes these really key hires are lost because we're not ready for them. Robert just posted. This is why he can't be on the thread. So Cannon and Kristen out there in Tennessee, they hired Adeline, and she's doing phenomenal. And Kristen just absolutely kills it. She actually gives everybody a run for their money. She's in our sales group, as you know, Craig.
Yeah, I know.
I don't coach them, but I know Robert has said that Adeline has sold everything in Tennessee. There's not a property without fence up because of her now. So it's pretty impressive.
Maybe she'll part-time Indianapolis and then she can do virtual. That's fine. We'll figure it out. But
hey, yeah.
Eventually they'll run out, right?
Eventually.
And is it Medina, right? Medina, Tennessee. Is that what it is?
I guess so.
That's how you pronounce it, Medina.
I don't see how there's that much fence out there, so they've got to be pretty – they've got to be going outside their box.
But, I know. That's what Cannon's like. Yeah, we're in a small town, and I'm like, but you're doing this – like, that many sales? I'm like, God, literally everybody's got a Jackson fence. Like, that's crazy.
And shout out to those guys over there. Cannon, them just – acquired, I don't know the whole story behind it, but Eclipse Outdoor Living. There it is right there. So, yeah, 3,500. So, yeah, he just acquired an outdoor living company and getting out into what Cannon coined flat fence, which is patios and pergolas and stuff. And so it's been really exciting to see them expand their service offerings as well.
Yeah, that one he's doing right now looks amazing.
Yeah.
Robert loves some flat fence.
You know, it's funny. I wish we would have recorded how many people said they were not going to do flat fence or outdoor living 3 to 4 months ago. And since the market has kind of shifted now, there's guys that are busier than others. But we are seeing that some people are really enjoying getting a lot more oxygen into their day by doing some form of outdoor living. I won't share some of their names, but they're guys that a year ago would have said, not going to be me, And these guys are completely changing their businesses because they're enjoying it, and that's okay. I mean, it was a strategy. It's a lot of Robert's guys. And so it wasn't like, hey, I'm going to wake up and do this. It was, hey, I'm going to wake up and do this because of this. And then in 6 months from now, I'm going to be ready for it. And they're ready for it.
Yeah. So. Well, and with that being said, too, I was talking to another guy the other day, and Alex Harris got brought up. And I was like, man, Alex has been killing it, dude. Like, that dude has went, and his flat fence is like skyrocketing. I'm like, dude, like, he's put in a ton of work.
Yeah. Not my story to share, but that's one of the things on the list here. Alex is, I mean, completely killed it. I mean, he has put his head down and said, hey, I'm going to win. It's going to take a lot of work, and he did, and it's paying absolute dividends right now. So, yeah, Robert's right. He is a complete dog. I mean, he'd be a great guy to have on the show. One of the guys that – just absolutely refuses to lose. And it's paying off huge dividends for him.
Yeah.
So,
which I forgot. Somebody asked online to ask you a question. And now I can't remember. Or maybe it was through text message. I can't remember. But I gotta look because it had something to do with dog, and maybe why, how.
Why we say dogs?
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Well, you can't share videos on here, are you?
Well, you can, but it's like you gotta download it and like re-upload and all that stuff.
So I'm a little embarrassed. The only person on Alex's team that I know other than Alex is Josh, but Robert wants to make sure that Chris, Josh, and Amy get their piece of the pie. You can only build so much with yourself. So why dog? There's that video, you know, that high school kid's getting interviewed, and he said, so-and-so, he a dog. So-and-so, he a dog. So-and-so, he a dog. So the idea behind dog, D-A-W-G, is that you are going to do what it takes, and you're going to get stuff done. And so that was the theme of 2023. And so when I came in, I thought this year was going to look a little bit different. I wasn't part of the dog deal. I saw how important it was. So I came up with the whole fence fighters. So hence why we're sharing trophies that say fence fighters. And so it's fun to put a theme on the year, and it's really been fun to watch the word dog get passed around the fence community. It's kind of like, yeah, that guy's solid. That guy's a dog. And it's true. There's guys that show up to work and just do reps, and then there's guys that show up to work and they come to eat. And those guys are scary. Those guys are dogs.
Yeah. I'll be honest. At first, I thought it was just a word that Lowry was like, everybody kind of took from him a little bit. And I was like, oh, maybe he's the one that started it. And then I seen the video and I was like, that's where it came from.
A little bit before my time at Purple, Robert said Shane Catton's a dog. So very cool deal that I like talking about with Purple is very cool that you and Shane are essentially competitors, but you guys are also working together. And I think, honestly, the trust of Shane's relationship with Purple and your relationship with Purple allows everybody to have good intentions at all times. Yeah. Being so close to each other. We don't coach Shane, but it's neat to see you guys working together, being so close.
Yeah, I mean their shop is probably 20 minutes from me. So but then shout out to Steven Spence too, because he's 40 minutes and we work together quite a bit too. But he's not obviously Shane has a supply company. So then, they got some comments coming in. This is one of our guys, Andy.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Noah, what's up, Fence Fam? Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you, sir. Dog sounds like Patrick. No.
So Robert went to Texas Tech. Patrick Mahomes went to Texas Tech. And whether you like him or not, he's a dog.
I know that's the bad thing is like, he's that kind of quarterback where you're like, I don't really want to root for him because he's freaking good and he kills our team every time he plays, but he's freaking good. So,
yeah. Well, are you a Colts guy?
Of course, man.
Yeah.
Our quarterback situation is a little rocky, but you know, we got a rookie that don't know how to stay healthy. There goes my dog barking.
Yeah.
Go KC.
I also have to give a shout out. So this is a great thing about Purple too. One of your questions about technology, and you connect me with Amanda over at Contractor Accelerator, and had an amazing, it was supposed to be 30 minutes, ended up being an hour and a half. We had to end it early. I felt like we could have gone the whole day. but your question was, how do we keep up with technology? And that's a hard thing for us because we're constantly having to learn and then make sure our guys are protected, make sure that they're making the time and the money investment where they're supposed to. So Amanda didn't realize it, but part of my job was to interview and make sure that, you know, they've got a platform that's working, not just for us, but for the industry. And I 100% would endorse Contractor Accelerator. They don't pay me to say that. We have some other people we really like, but it was a great conversation. If it wasn't for Purple and meeting you, I wouldn't have been able to have that interaction with her this week.
Well, Amanda and her team is awesome. Did you get signed up?
Me?
Yeah. You get a backpack cooler, man, if you sign up in the month of July.
Well, yeah, Purple has a landing page. Robert doesn't know about it. He'll find out on Tuesday in our P10.
But, surprise. Hold on. Was that an announcement? Guess what, Robert?
So,
dude, there we go. Amanda says, thank you. It was an awesome chat.
Yeah, so I mean, we can't keep up with all the technology, and so what we do is we hope that we can grab as much as we can. One of our ladies inside of Purple, her name's Crystal. We haven't landed on a title for her, but implementer is really kind of what she's been doing, and so it's her job to just absolutely learn as much technology from the CRMs. I mean, we've got 6 different CRMs that are going on, from answering services to syncing and zapping. You fence guys like to zap stuff. And so Crystal quite honestly keeps up with most of that. And so Robert, as a visionary, he continues to add people to our team where he sees fit. And so we felt like Robert and I's best use wasn't just 100% only knowing technology. We have to know it from a higher view.
Yeah. But,
Crystal is, she a dog when it comes to that technology. She didn't realize she was going to become an IT person, but she's an IT person.
So, now, you want to hear like top 5 most embarrassing moments for me?
What's that?
So I've got Amanda on the show and I'm like, let's talk about Contractor Accelerator. So we do. And I'm like, you know what would be cool if there was like a little box that you can text in? And she's like, you realize we already do that, right?
Like, yeah, we talked about that in my demo.
Did you?
Texting all over the sheet. Yeah.
Look, watch this.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, technology and me aren't great.
Good thing for you, though. You're a great salesperson. So you go out and you educate the client on, you know, what the product is. And so you're a pro at that. So you got a couple things wrong on the software. You could set up, you could probably set up your chart of accounts a little bit better. But
can do all that too. And I was like, ah, crap. I was like, talk about embarrassing. I was like, got the person that makes the software here and I don't even know how to, I mean, we've been using it for almost a full year now. And, but I usually just go in real quick and I'm like, you know, do the estimate, do the drawing, and then I'm out of it because I'm on to the next thing. So now I was like, literally today, I was like, check this out. And I started typing, putting text in there. I was like, this is awesome. So shout out to Amanda and her crew, which we will give a shout out to our sponsors then now. So obviously Contractor Accelerator is a sponsor. If you guys sign up in the month of July, like we just said, use Eubanks Fencing. 10% off. But if you sign up for the month of July, you get a backpack cooler. I think it holds 24 beverages. Amanda just says something too. It goes to show that there's always something you can learn. Yes, definitely. So you sign up at Contractor Accelerator. You've got what, half the month in right now. So go check them out. They will answer any questions you have. also, if you guys need a quick pull, contact them and they will take care of you out there. We have a couple quick pulls ourselves. Fantastic tool. My guys love it. They love how it just, you know, doesn't make them super tired to go digging around a post and pulling it out of the ground. And then obviously if you need fence supplies, contact Joe Everest and his crew over there at Ozark Fence and Supply. And if you use FGF30, you get 30% off. And again, Joe wants you guys to know that if you order by 2:30 Central Time, it's sent out that same day. So that's pretty fast shipping. That's almost like Amazon Next Day Prime type stuff. But so yeah,
not today. technology shut down today in Amazon.
I seen that.
Amazon was freaking out. So
I bet. Probably why my package that I got delivered wasn't here at 10 and it was like 4:30 or something.
I call that the Amazon effect. And so we talk about coaching and the world speed, the world moves and all that. The whole world expects you to move based off of Amazon speeds. And so everything that you do is going to be a letdown to everybody around you, because you could order something at 5 a.m, get it by lunch on Amazon. It's like magic in major cities. So.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. Justin stopping by. Good evening from Omaha, Nebraska, making all things new deck and fence care. He's actually going to be on. I called him up. I was like, hey, man, I've seen what you've been doing and stuff. All the staining and stuff. That dude, he kills it out there. Then we got Andy, one of our guys. Shout out to all our sponsors. Thank you so much. We do appreciate it. So what else you got? We're here. We are about 50 minutes in. You want to say?
Yeah, I can talk forever, man. So two of the questions you had, one was success story. So yep. I think we've had a lot of guys win. They've put in the work and they've done it. But I specifically wanted to carve out some time and say that Matt Lowry puts in all the extra work, not only for his business, but he does a really good job spreading the energy to everybody else. Matt Lowry and his whole team, they're phenomenal. And then specifically then also, I mean, once again, all of our guys do great, but Alex Harris is in 6 months has done phenomenal work, him and his team over there. So there are stories to tell their success, but it wasn't us. We were just there as cheerleaders and bumpers and strategists and holding people accountable. The other one is why somebody would not choose to have a mentor or coach. It's pretty simple. Ego. It wasn't exactly how you framed that question, but ego. So most of the time, everybody thinks they know everything. And if you do, that's great. I doubt that works for you. But I was very humbled when I got a business coach. My life completely changed. And I started reading more and started realizing that people have already walked this path. So why, you know, as long as you share what your goals are in your coach or your mentor, your consultant, or, you know, the continuing education you go to aligns with where you're going. I mean, there's absolutely no point to not take advantage of it. So we do have, so our website's great. We have a library of books on there. that we think that are key books that you should be reading. If you're not listening to Audible or reading, you should be. That is probably the easiest thing you guys could do to be successful. Robert and I combined, we do about 125 books a year. If you would have asked us 10 years ago, it would have been maybe one.
Yeah,
and it's pretty embarrassing to say because these guys have a lot of good stuff to say.
Well, I'll say this because obviously this is also a podcast. So I'll say log on to purplecoaching.com and check out the library of books. You can listen to them, which honestly, I'm not a book guy at all. And so, but what I recommend is that when you guys are driving and you download Fence Guy Friday on Spotify or Apple, get done listening to that, then hop on and listen to a book. It's the easiest way to do. That's how I listened to Who Not How. And actually it was recommended by you guys. And I was like, man, that's good stuff. And
yeah. You need to be listening to enough stuff to figure out what speaks to you. And so some people do really well with podcasts because of the way the information is delivered. I have to listen to a lot of books, and out of a 8-hour book that's read to me through Audible, I take notes while driving. It's probably bad that I do that, but I can hear it, and it's the best way for me to learn. And so I've read books that other people, it's touched them and it hasn't done it for me. I actually just listened to one that Robert and Matt Lowry loved, and it just didn't touch me the same way. It didn't get me excited. But I still grab one nugget out of it, and that one nugget will help me tomorrow. And so while I'm driving around already, it's not like I lost any time. So it's a great place to decompress to, whether you use podcasts or books or what have you. Sometimes I think music is just a little bit too much noise. When we already live in a pretty busy world. And yeah. I know that's how some people decompress. I get it. But I think books are a really great way to do it.
Yeah. Whenever I'm really like needing to decompress, I got to get my 2000s hip hop on. And then I got to kick it back old school, listen to that stuff. And then I'm like, all right, I'm cool now.
Yeah. So my old office manager and I, we used to do that on Friday mornings. Yeah. That's how we kicked it off. So yeah, I mean, you got to keep it fresh. You got to find what works for you. And so I kind of how all of this came about was Robert and I liked pushing a rock uphill, and he decided that just wasn't for him anymore. And so he took 6 weeks off flat, just, you know, he planned for it, but it's 6 weeks, mm-hmm. 6 weeks off, and it completely changed his perspective of business and how you should be running it and how you should be aiming and how you should be holding people accountable and all of that. And so, you have to figure out what works for you. You just can't stay stuck. And so that's another thing as a coach is we force you to become unstuck.
Yeah. And
so, once again, we don't do the work. We just make sure you just don't stay where you don't want to be.
Yeah. No, like I said early on too, I've been extremely thankful, at least on our end, of you guys and everything that you guys have done for us. It's been great. And then, I mean, you can even ask my guys. I'm always like, nope, this is what we're doing, because the coaches, like you started off with, pretty successful. So he says this is what we should probably, you know, gear towards. And they're like, all right, let's do it. So the good thing is all my guys are bought in. So it's like, you know, hey, this is how we're doing it. And they're like, all right, man, let's get it. So yeah, we'll give them a little shout out.
Your guys are impressive, Craig. I mean, they really are bought in. I mean, they absolutely bleed what you guys are doing over there.
Yeah, they don't know yet, but I got them some new shirts because we've been doing a lot of stain jobs. And I, the other day I was out there and everyone's shirt has like stain all over it.
Man, stain is rough. Yeah, the Olsen guys up in Madison, they're one of the they retail some wood and some other product, but they have a staining machine and they do a lot of stain, and you know, they pre-stain and do all that. They're at a volume now where stain is everywhere. I mean, as clean as they are, as you know, stain creeps everywhere. That's not a big secret. They're getting into the retail side of things, but they have a really good wood product up there. It's really difficult to get in Wisconsin. And so
which stain are they using?
I don't know. I know it's not Wood Defender, which Robert would just never let me say the other word, but I have no idea. I know they have a good relationship though. So me not being directly in the fence business, I'm a little bit less biased. I think if people are working for you, and the relationship is good, then, you know, so be it. So who do you guys use, Craig?
Good thing that you asked. They're not a sponsor or anything, but Caleb and his team, they did send us, which they do, you know, they pre-stain wood already or stain it there. Gopher wood. Mm-hmm. They stain it and send it. You can buy it already stained.
Yeah. Down here, 90% of what we put up is pre-stained. It's already done, delivered to us. We keep a pretty big inventory. not we, Robert keeps a big inventory at Magnolia of pre-stained wood. So it's not really an option. So that's what you're getting.
Yeah, that stuff does get everywhere, though.
It's like,
yeah.
For the guys that want to get bigger, that absolutely want to have an office and never do the tool bag work again, you know, you're not far away from it. Robert and I would take, this was before pre-staining machines, we would take pickets, put them in horse troughs, and we put them on top of expanded metal, and then him or I would grab it, and we would take a squeegee and squeegee it off, and then we put it on. And we do that every Sunday, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of boards. And then we clean up because it was in our landscape shop, and our landscape guys would be slipping all over the place trying to get to their trucks and everything. And that was 2016. So really? eight years ago. Yeah. And so every Sunday we would squeegee wood, man. That was well before the new machines that are out. So
now are you like, dude, Robert, can you believe we were just squeegeeing wood not too long ago?
We had a purple F-250 in 1998, and you had to jump the fuse with a wire. We've come a long way, but we didn't give up. Outworked our dumb. We could have made it easier. And so it was a complete fun. It was a fun ride, Craig, honestly.
That's awesome.
As you know, I've got many other businesses, and the ground and pound stage is a lot of fun for me. So the hands on stage is a lot of fun for me.
Yeah. Like the RV park's pretty cool.
You got to see the whole thing, RV park, bar, restaurant, storage, and propane filling station. It makes it sound more dramatic, but yeah, that's my best investment. So for the guys that are in the fence industry that are maybe getting maybe a little bit bored, I would highly suggest you guys start putting some cash into more passive businesses. So I invested into an RV park, bar, restaurant. I haven't operated in the bar restaurant, and it's the best investment and one of the most fun things I've ever done. So I feel like I'm cheating because I'm like, what do I do? I mean, I don't talk to my park manager, but every couple of weeks.
And really?
And so coming from something that's sun up to sundown to, you know, as close to mailbox money as you can get, the RV park business is great. So
yeah, that's – maybe someday I'll buy one up here.
My advice would also be the Texas coast. It is proven to work. Yeah, for sure.
Texas toast. Okay.
Texas coast.
Oh, Texas toast. I thought you said Texas toast. I was like, all right, we're making sandwiches too. That people must love that Texas toast. So
it's very unhealthy for you, but it's good. Yeah.
It's super good, especially with some pulled pork.
Yeah. Some money. Yeah.
Now you're like, all right, now it's time for some dinner.
Man, it's only 5:28 here. Yeah.
So yeah.
I'm just. It's getting late over there. So yeah, man. If I have to give a shout out to Purple, if you guys are interested in learning more, we are having a yearly kickoff at the beginning of 2025, which sounds so crazy far away, and we're actually going to open up 1 week to. Anybody that doesn't work directly with us, Robert's going to release that information later. If you're just curious and you want to start planning, or you have just some questions, go ahead and find us on purplecoaching.com. That goes directly to Robert. Robert's going to take care of that for you and place you with the right person. So I totally believe in the platform. I want to come on board. I'm really impressed with the group that we have. And super proud of all the work everyone's doing.
Yeah, it's been great. Like I said at the beginning, it's been great for us. And Amanda hit on it too, that the accountability in our group is crazy. So, and I'll also give a shout out to Matt Lowry. Speaking of technology, that dude is a genius.
And he does it all from his truck.
I know. Like literally, he's like, in the truck. Like, the phone sits like right there behind the steering wheel, and like he just sits there in meetings and stuff. And but I don't know what the thing's called, but you can like it's some kind of text thing, but you can text a little word and then it shoots a whole paragraph out.
Correct. And it's like, we gotta work on it. It's predicted. It's an iPhone thing, but predictive text. Yeah.
Team Android. We don't. We didn't have that stuff, and I was like, "Hold on, man, how do you do that?"
Yeah, you. Yeah, you mess up our group text. Team Android.
Which everyone likes color green, right? Hey, I do it for Mean Green.
My old company.
Yeah.
So
that's what I do. I'm still waiting. I was like, I told my wife, I was like, someone's gonna send me an iPhone watch. It's gonna happen because they're gonna get tired of these green messages so much.
Well, they're just gonna send one. What's funny is we have one guy in our sales group that has green text, and that's you.
Yeah.
And Robert has one green guy in his deal, so it totally screws everything up. So we've talked about just putting you and him together and just being like, okay. We don't believe in people being alone on islands. Well, you guys are about to be alone on an island.
Wait, who's the other guy?
Or I don't know. I'm not part of the group text, man.
Well, I thought can you believe this guy?
Yeah, I got 25 other people I got to worry about. So,
yeah, which is here goes Shane showing up a little late to the party.
Yeah.
We talked about you a little bit earlier, Shane. Give you guys a shout out. But yeah, so obviously now we're an hour in it. He said, I know what up my boys. I guess I should say that. What up my boys? He put two exclamation points, so I got a little bit more emphasis. But yeah, you are not going to the Fence Show, right? In Vegas, you're not going?
No. Dang it. I well, listen, you know, if I wasn't vulnerable, I wouldn't be a good coach. Yeah. Vegas isn't a good place for me, man. So yeah. I know my limits. I wouldn't be able to get good work done there. Looking forward to all the other stuff. I'll use the time to work on a class that we're building for AFA, where we organize in the OMS. And so I'll do that and focus on the big main AFA Fence Tech kickoff in Utah. So I would love to go there, but it's not a good place for me.
No, it's cool. It's cool. Well, hopefully I should be there. And Denver, right? Is that where it is? Denver? Fence Tech?
Or what? No, I thought it was Utah.
Oh, Utah? Maybe it is.
No, you got me lying.
But I'm ready for 2026.
Where's that at?
Indianapolis.
Oh.
Everybody's coming here.
Hmm.
Salt Lake. Oh, you're right. It's Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, cool. Well, he's going to Indy.
2026 is in Indy. I was like, man, I'm planning already for that.
See what he's doing there, guys? He's planning ahead his 2-year goals.
Yeah.
So he plans to still be in business. This is great stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I was actually going to maybe link up with Robert and you and see if you guys want to have a big party here in Indy.
For sure.
Park City.
Yeah, so Robert is going to be in mid-year next week, and they're doing a bunch of stuff there. So, and then Shane talking about chapters. Yeah, there's some chapters that are doing really, really well. We're trying to pump some more oxygen into some of AFA as well.
Yeah. So. Which I think Shane just became president not too long ago for the Indiana-Kentucky chapter. Pretty sure that's true.
Lowry Chandler.
Speak of the devil.
There he is.
We've been giving you some shout outs, man.
I know, man. So yeah, he's a president chapter.
Yeah.
Chapter president.
Yep. But yeah, he did something here at one of the golf places, kind of like it's called Back Nine, but I can't think of the other one right now. Golf place.
Kind of like Top Golf.
Yeah. Like Top Golf, same thing, but I like Back Nine a little better because it's not as crazy. So, but yeah, Matt Lowry, you missed it earlier, man. We gave you tons of shout outs and talked about how awesome of a dude you are, and technology is one of your best things.
Yeah, he doesn't realize that he's the IT guy.
Yeah. So. But, so yeah, man, if you don't have anything else or anybody else doesn't have anything, we're at about an hour and 10 minutes in right now.
The gift game. Yeah. You could go ahead and assume that you're going to get the Lambo GIF, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
From me when anybody wins. So. So yeah, no, man. It's been fun, Craig. Like I said, it's a little bit different being on the other side because.
Yeah.
I normally get to ask all the questions and I'll have to answer them. You just have to answer them. So
yeah. Now I'm going to get a text later. Like, hey, this is what we should have done.
No. I think what you're doing is great, man. I coming from the landscape world, I just completely find it fascinating that all you guys are helping each other out and you guys are supporting each other. And so I think you're doing a great job here and it's taking off. Super excited for you, brother.
It definitely has. And I'm very thankful for that. And as you know, this was with no expectations. And now we've got sponsors and we've got other people wanting to talk to us about sponsoring and which hopefully we may announce here a couple weeks, but yeah, we'll see how that all works out and stuff. But we'll definitely have to have you on again. Maybe we'll even have you on as a co-host one time. We'll bring somebody else in. So,
well, my brother likes to talk, so my brother would love to come on, and we can maybe just ping 20 questions off him rapid fire and see how he does.
So well, he was on.
Yeah, if you ever gone through a vision day or quarterly with Rob, you know, he gets some questions underneath you, and so maybe we can find a couple that'll stump him. So.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll be able to. I mean, you may be able to because you obviously know him a lot better. But I'm like, dang, I feel like he's gonna be on it.
He's pretty on it. It's tough being once again the big bro, not the little bro, and having him be just so good at this. So, but we'll find something for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. All right.
Shane said he wants to be next.
Well, yeah.
So pretty impressive too what Shane's doing. I mean, he's got 20 miles of temp fence. That's can you imagine if everybody was like, we want you to come pick it up right now? He would have to probably go buy another storage yard.
I know there's a Dunkin' Donuts right by my house that's getting built. And I drove by the other day, and it's theirs. Their tent fence is up. And I was like, here goes Jacob and Shane, tent fence.
So Matt Lowry has a tent fence on a property that if you look at Google, it's now updated and has his tent fence on the satellite image. It's been sitting there for so long.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, for sure. So
Devin got his money's worth, right?
It's paid for a few panels and more. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Bang, bang. That's a thing that we say.
That's that mailbox money, right?
Sheesh. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, man, Craig, I appreciate you. You know, you doing this every Friday, brother. I know it's a little bit later there. Appreciate you having us on. Once again, if anybody's curious, about coaching. And also we're going to be doing the 2025 kickoff. In the event that you aren't ready for a full-time coach, we're going to have a couple days at our Purple headquarters down here in Fort Worth, Texas. And so I can't tell you all the details of that, but it'll be a great event for people that are just looking for a kickoff, or their company's not big enough just yet, and they're still trying to get a bunch of reps in, but they want to get some more energy into the room.
Maybe we'll have Robert on for the official announcement with all the details.
Maybe. Yeah. I get some of the glory. Man, I need some of the glory, because I'll be the ghost rider. I'm the ghost rider on some of that. So
are you?
Yeah. So
yeah, that's the coach episode.
He was like, "Man, you should rewrite the OMS school with Dan." And I was like, "All right, that sounds kind of fun." He said, "Cool. Me and Nick are gonna teach it." I was like, "Wait, so we do all the work and you guys take all the glory?" Like, what?
So, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Which also, I was going to make an announcement too. I don't know if that's my announcement thing. I don't know if I've told anybody on here or not yet, but I will be teaching a class out in Vegas. Yeah, we're gonna teach a class. They were trying to get me to teach it on Friday and call it Fence Guy Friday, but then I think I'm leaving Friday, so then I was like, so we're gonna do it Thursday. And then it's just going to be about social media and how to grow it. And then obviously the whole podcast thing. And I mean, I'm not as big or anything as, you know, Joe Everest or those guys or My Fence Life stuff. But hey, we're going to work ourselves up there. And Dan Wheeler. There's Justin Kent stopping in.
Justin Kent's one of my guys. He's yeah. out there in Virginia.
Yeah. So. I haven't got to really meet him yet either, but from what I've seen, he seems like a pretty good dude.
He'd be a fun guy to have on the podcast. He pumps energy into the room. So sweet. Yeah, at our P10 meetings, I have to really make sure that I'm like mentally ready for it, because he's ready to work. He's ready to work.
That's like, awesome.
He's like, what's next? You got a long list.
So. Well, here it is, Justin. You got an invite to come on the show sometime. We'll have you on, and I think we're going into August now. I'm guest, so we'll have him on. That way, everybody can get some energy from him.
Yeah, his energy is contagious, man. He's for sure. So. Well, cool, man. Well, I appreciate you having us on. I appreciate everybody chiming in. So
yeah. Thanks everybody checking it out. I guess we don't have like an official sign off or anything, but everybody have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week on Fence Guy Friday.
See you, Greg.
See ya.